Welcome back to Durango Digs. Again, you're listening to AM 1240 KDGO and 98.3 FM. Chamber stuff, go to durangobusiness.org. Brooke Smith, life coach. What's your website, Facebook, any of that stuff?
Okay, so I have a couple Facebooks. My business one is Brooke Smith, life coach. Really tricky.
Okay, one more time.
Brooke Smith, life coach.
Pretty simple. Brooke Smith, life
or
coach.
Or you can find me. You can just friend me. I'm Brooke Smith. Okay. In Durango. So
is
you'll
Brooke
see
with an E?
With an E.
Yep. Okay.
Yep. And then my website is brooksmithlifecoach.com. Again, okay. Tricky.
Yep. Right? Straightforward.
I know. And then the email is brooksmithlifecoach@gmail.com.
All right. So pretty much your name and
my name and a life coach.
That's
what I do.
we can hunt you down. Google's a wonderful thing, right?
Super wonderful. Yeah.
So I want to talk a little bit more about your, the writing. And, if somebody out there is saying, I've always wanted to write a book.
Yep.
And I just don't know where to start or how to do it, or I got these ideas. So you can help with that.
Oh, I can.
Whether
yes.
It's fiction or,
fiction, nonfiction, children's stories. Okay. So I am a four-time published author.
Okay.
Published my first book in 15.
Okay.
With a traditional publisher. Navigated that whole thing. The publisher ended up going out of business, selling me back my book. So I ended up self-publishing.
Okay.
So through that process, I was able to understand all of the steps that it takes in order to either get traditionally published or self-published. So that's what I help on the publishing side. On the writing side, oftentimes I have clients come to me who have an idea for a book mm-hmm. and really don't know how to begin. So they have this idea and they've held it in their mind for years.
Yeah.
Years. And, they just don't know how to start. And so I get them started. Oftentimes it starts with, just untangling those initial blocks. People will come and say, well, I really want to publish a book, but I'm not quite sure which route to go. It looks mm-hmm. really confusing when I Google it. And then I ask them, have you written your book? And they're like, no. Okay, then why are you?
The place to start.
Exactly. So we start there. And most times it's something simple like, they don't have the time or something like that's the mind block.
Mm-hmm.
But actually, it only takes 5 minutes a day to write a whole book. So to say you don't have time is sort of a myth you're telling yourself. Again, one of those beliefs.
Well, they say excuses are the nails that hold houses of failure together.
Oh, that's
so if you're making
deep.
Excuses, you're probably it's an excuse.
Exactly. And what's actually happening is something much deeper. A lot of times the clients I'm working with who say these things are writing about something that is deep within their soul. And so that is the actual block. It's not that they don't know how to write it and they don't know who's going to read it, things like that. Those are your mind's
fear
blocks.
Of failure or something mm-hmm. that's kicking in.
Exactly. But what is actually hard is facing a blank page, putting your words on it, and having those words reflected back to you.
Interesting. So you can sit down. I mean, obviously I'm on the radio and I always say I'm a talker, not a typer. And, I use folks with ghostwriting say, okay, here's what I'm wanting to get across. Let's sit down and work together on it. But from your perspective, then it would be, all right, Jack, here's how you can take those thoughts, speak them, and then maybe it's, talking into, record it.
Everybody.
Translate it.
Yeah. Everyone has a different method. Sometimes it is telling your story out loud. But really what it comes down to is the deeper block. So you're struggling with writing your story because it's about a hard time in your life or something mm-hmm. Much deeper than what you think it is. And the majority of the time, that's actually what's blocking you. But people don't even realize that until they start working with me. And then they're like, wait a second.
Right.
That I'm actually, working through a trauma as I'm writing this thing.
Okay. So again, it's, it's kind of the peel away the layers. Again, I keep going back to that metaphor, but it makes so much sense to say, all right, well, there may be some other things that are happening, that are causing this, and let's find what that is so you can then, move to the next stage and the next phase, which is what the life coaching is that you offer.
That's right. So anytime you have a goal, whatever it is, and I just happen to specifically work with writers because that's something I have accomplished. But any goal you have, if you say you want to be doing this thing and you're not doing it,
mm-hmm.
there's something deeper going on. And that's what I help you untangle.
Interesting. Wow. And again, brooksmithlifecoach.com
mm-hmm.
is a way to find you.
Yep.
Very simple, straightforward, Brooke with an E on the end.
Yep.
And you know, and then is it just reaching out to you and setting up an appointment and then do that initial conversation?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I set up a discovery call, or actually clients will set up a discovery call with mm-hmm. me. And there's a link right there at the top of my website for that discovery call. Just book a time with me whenever works for you. If my okay. calendar says 6 o'clock in the morning, I'm available. And then I'll just ask you some very brief questions to see if we would be a good fit.
Mm-hmm.
If we're not a good fit, I know many, many people in the coaching world.
Yeah.
And so I'm happy to refer you to somebody else. But yeah, then we figure out if we would fit together well. And if you're a client who I think I can support, then mm-hmm. yeah, then
and
we move forward just from there.
Opening an honest conversation.
Totally. Yeah. And it's, you know, I do programs, I have courses and workshops, one-to-one coaching, like I said earlier, the business mm-hmm. side of it, all kinds of stuff. So
yeah. Well, and I invite people to check it out, brooksmithlifecoach.com, and find out all the different things that you offer and just learn more about you and then, you know, see if it's a good fit.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah. Well, guess what?
Time's
out of time.
Oh.
Told you to go fast.
It does.
I'm like,
go
what?
Fast,
that's
yeah.
it. I'm gonna eat my drink, my little lavender honey bear here or whatever. All right, check it all out at brooksmithlifecoach.com. Google your name, all that wonderful thing, yeah. all those wonderful things, and we will talk off air about getting you lined up. You know, here in another probably about a month or whatever when I get back to the chamber world and have you come in and work with our staff.
Yay! I'm so excited for that. That's going to be awesome.
It will be awesome. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much, Jack.
You've been listening to Durango Digs. We got to send it back to the studios. Have a great day.